Did you take my suggestion earlier in the week and look at yourself in the mirror? I did. What did you discover? What were your observations? I'll tell you what mine were. As I looked, I saw my receding hairline, and I also saw more wrinkles. Every time I look in the mirror, I worry about that receding hairline. I think to myself the same thought. Oh my goodness, I think it's receding even more this month. I'm not going to have any hair left in just a year or two. What were your worries? How did you expand and expound upon what you observed to be evidence of aging on your head? I've got a big secret for you, and it goes something like this. If I take what worries me, in my case my receding hairline, and I ask a loved one, "So, what do you think about my receding hairline? Doesn't it drive you crazy?" What do you suppose they're going to say? And I can tell you in an instant, they're going to say, "Huh? What? What do you mean, receding hairline? I like your receding hairline. I think it's distinguished." I don't look at that and think, "Oh my God, you're getting older." That's not how I interpret that whatsoever. Perhaps I'm going to be brazen and I'll then just stretch my point a bit. But what about my wrinkles? Do you know what I'm likely to hear? The response is more than likely going to be, "What wrinkles?" Perhaps I might want to press even further. "You know, I've got more and more wrinkles on my forehead." And very likely the response I'm going to hear is, "I hadn't noticed any wrinkles on your forehead." You see, that turns out to be the truth of the meaning that we attribute to aging that we see when we look at ourselves. The reality is, everything around us, including our bodies, are aging. You can't get around it. If we fix ourselves at any point in our lives, go back to the point when you were 5 years old. Your body was changing, and very likely you might have had a thought at the age of five of missing something all of a sudden that you liked about your body the month before. We seem to always be judging what it is that we see, and those judgments have no merit and no meaning to others whatsoever. Everything around us is aging and changing. It is the way of the world and has always been the way of the world. There is birth, there is life, and then there is death. If we continue to live our lives by making assessments of how bad it is that certain aging has occurred, we are judging the beauty of what life is all about. Better yet, cast all of those judgments aside, for they have no meaning whatsoever to others. Take, then, the essence of whatever is encountered. Consider looking at yourself again in the mirror, as will I, and ask yourself, "What's here now? Look at this. What's here now?" And take in the essence and the beauty and the wonder of what you see. Aging is something that will always be for us, for others, and for everything in the world. Stop fighting it and take in the essence of all that is. And when you do just that, you will find your life force will explode. There is no more judgment that blocks that explosion. Let it come in then by being present each moment, accepting, reveling, celebrating, admiring all that is in this quite magnificent place that we live called the Earth. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.